Welcome to Thunder Nerds. I'm Brian Hinton.
I'm Janelle Pizarro.
And I'm Frederick Philip Von Weiss. And thank you for consuming the Thunder Nerds, a conversation with people behind the technology
that love what they do.
And do tech
good. Ah. Hey guys, where are you here at? ViewConf US 2019.
17? Oh, 19.
No, not 17. That was 2 years ago, which actually did not exist.
It's true. Word?
Yeah, word up. So, and we are here at where?
Tampa, Florida, at
the Straz Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, we're here with Tess. Tess, welcome.
Hi.
Tess.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have you. Tess, for our audience, could you mind telling everybody a little bit about you, what you do?
I am a UI developer, and I organize the VU New York City meetup.
Oh, nice. Cool. Okay. And you, I assume, reside in New York?
I do. I live in New York. Sometimes I teach in New York, but mostly remote.
Oh, okay. Nice. And so what are you doing here? You, from my understanding, you drove a DeLorean here at 88 miles an hour, and you somehow came from here from the future.
I came from the past, technically, and was here to speak about the event loop.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to drive, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, as a New Yorker, you don't need to drive, right? That's awesome. Well, so what is your talk actually called?
Back to the Future, stuck in the event loop with a trash brain.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's really
fantastic.
Cool.
Love it. Thank you. So, do you mind if we just dive into that a little bit and what that means?
I remember. Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was a talk about Nextick. Like, what is Nextick? When is Nextick? Why is Nextick? Because that's something that I feel like has always given me a lot of trouble, and I feel like it gives a lot of developers in a lot of trouble. So just trying to explore that a bit more and then talking about why it's such a challenge to understand it even after I spent so much time looking at it.
Well, for the people that might not know, what is it?
Nextick is a function that you would call if you want to check something like immediately after the DOM updated, but not necessarily after it rendered.
So like, it's almost like thank you next, but for your code.
But I feel like sometimes it's actually more like thanks, I hate it.
Which, I mean, really.
Yeah.
We just made an Ariana Grande reference for y'all, just so you know. Cool. So how would you necessarily use this? Is it a library?
No, it's a native function to Vue, and basically you would usually use the $Nextick version, which is like how you would call Nextick inside a component. Mm. And in my experience, I've mostly seen it in testing, but I was talking to another developer last night who says that her team uses it a lot for, like, they have a bunch of different asynchronous data requests. And so when they want to make sure that they get all the data in time, they're going to check on the Nextick if it's done.
Nifty. And what kind of, like, tools do you use to like, see all of this information? You just use Nextick and that's it? Or please explain to us what Nextick is. Like, we're just, like, we're real lost.
So I guess it's just like if I change something that's in my template and I want to check that it's changed on the template, then at that point I would use Nextick because it can see those changes.
Okay.
Or it will run after the DOM has updated, rather.
Heard that, but where do you see it? Like how do I see that information? Like, is it in, like, the browser? In a tool? Or?
Well, it's more like it's just a hook. So you can either pass in a method and then manipulate data there, or you can use async await and then await the next tick and then put whatever method with the data manipulation after that.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was just going to say. So how did you decide to, just two-part question. How did you decide to do this talk? And two, can you give a little bit behind the scenes, like how long it took you to develop it? Because like the process.
Okay. I decided to give the talk last year when I got a ticket to Toronto. I saw they were doing lightning talks. So I thought, okay, I'll give a lightning talk. And at the time, I remembered this Nextick thing because I
How long was the lightning talk? Just curious.
They said 10 minutes, and then when I got there, it was 7 minutes, and I realized my slides were 30 minutes, so I tried to cut it down to 8 minutes, and, like, yeah, it was a lot. So I remembered, like, when I had done a previous talk on reactivity, I saw this Nextick thing, and I was like, what is Nextick? And at the time, I really couldn't find anything on it.
Ooh.
Yeah, in 2017. And then So when I was researching that talk, I looked up Nextick and I felt like I had sort of started to scratch the surface with it, but you know, 8 minutes isn't a lot of time.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And a lot of the people at the conference were like, you should give a full talk on it. So I was like, okay. And I applied to this.
And you're like, I already have it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then when it came time to prepare the talk, I was like, oh no, I actually forgot everything. And maybe also it was all wrong. And I started working on it again. And Divya was actually my speaker mentor. So she was working
awesome.
With me over the last couple of months to develop it.
That's great. Oh my gosh. And then you got a speaker mentor through View Vixens or?
No, she was an MC at View Toronto, and so she was one of the people who suggested that I apply to give a regular talk, and then I think Chris Fritz had also suggested it, and he was like, by the way, Divya wants to be your mentor, and I was like, okay, cool.
I love that!
And then I just found out that apparently he told Divya, Tessa needs a mentor. How don't you do it? So, yeah, it worked out well.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Like, the support that this community has is so
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really grateful that everybody was like reaching out to me and being like, you should do this, and like, we want to support you and make sure that it succeeds.
How many times have you given this talk?
This is the first time.
Oh, it is? Oh, how cool. Okay.
Yeah. We did our dry runs last night.
Oh, that's awesome. What kind of feedback did you get from people?
Like last night or today?
Today, like what kind of, I mean, obviously as we were walking, we ran into somebody that really appreciated your talk, but what other kind of feedback did you get from people?
Well, on my way out to lunch, a couple of people stopped me and they talked about how they were using Nextick. They tried to avoid using Nextick at their office because it felt like a code smell. And then we talked a bit about a workshop that we had all been in together, the ridiculously reusable components with Damien and Ben.
Yeah,
I love that time.
Yeah, and then I saw a couple of tweets being like, I learned new things about Nextick with Back to the Future, and yeah, that was what I heard.
Oh.
So you just mentioned that you did like something last night, you did a dry run, so did you do it here, or did you just run through it with some people?
Yeah, just like me and Divya and then another co-organizer from New York, Kiddo, like I hooked up my laptop to the TV and we ran through our talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, you said you worked on the whole project over the course of a few months?
Yeah, a couple of months.
Yeah, like, I just love hearing about that, like
the process.
Work and the process, because I keep saying it repeatedly today, but like I don't think people appreciate like the long periods of time to take from thinking about it and it's so awesome.
Yeah, that's true. I do wish that there was a longer period like where I had more time to be like bored and have an idea where I'm stuck and like I can sort of think about it in the background rather than just feeling like I don't have enough time and I need to like really push through, because like basically what happened was there was Toronto and then I had a couple of work deadlines and I found out I got the talk, but I also had like a trip to Asia planned, and then I came back went back into the talk and also a new deadline.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I was like, I need to work on the talk. So like I took off like last week to work on it even more, and basically just checking in with Divya every week to like keep us both on track.
That's nice. Awesome. She took off a whole week to work on this talk. That is awesome.
And it wasn't enough. I need a time machine.
I mean, from
you have to keep going back to that, right?
Yeah.
What we saw up there was awesome. You clearly put a lot of thought.
Oh yeah, we have
thoughts.
A little
thing
up there,
cool.
And we actually have a volume so we can listen in to everybody's talks.
Yeah,
I pretty much only like giving talks because they like coming up with ridiculous metaphors, and that's like always my.
Oh, so what else have you used besides Back to the Future then?
Well, one that I did once when I was teaching a JavaScript class was that I said that variables are like stray animals. So, I mean, data is like a stray animal, right? And so if you bring one home and you're like, can we keep it? And your parents are like, no. And so you can't keep it unless you're like, but I already gave it a name and now I'm attached.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
that's really good.
Then I came up with a morbid twist that involved a mousetrap. I don't remember what it was.
What?
I think it was related to constant let somehow, but I've forgotten that part.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
I love it.
So who do you think your talk is helping? Is it, obviously it's not people that are beginners, but is it more like intermediate, more advanced?
I feel like maybe intermediate. It was mostly a talk that I think, even though the idea was ostensibly when you watch it, you would understand Nextick a little bit better. It was also kind of addressing the frustration of this being like a confusing concept and also like the struggle to learn confusing concepts. So I feel like just anybody who's had that problem and they watch this and they're like, oh, I feel really confused. And I'm like, yes, me too. So yeah, just kind of empathizing with that struggle and being like, it's okay for it to be hard.
Nice. What other kind of technologies are you into besides Vue?
I'm not really sure. I'm mostly preoccupied with Vue right now. It's all Vue.
Yeah.
So do you work with Vue in your current role?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I make UIs in Vue.
Oh, nifty. So where do you work again, if you don't mind?
I work at a small ad tech place in New York.
Nifty.
What's it called?
Distillery.
Distillery. And what's their URL for our audience?
Distillery.com.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool name.
Have you by chance like noticed like how big Vue has gotten? Like where, like are there more like Vue pockets, or do you think that Vue is kind of more like a worldwide kind of phenomenon of awesome?
I don't know if it's worldwide, but definitely like at least as a meetup organizer, I noticed that even like a year ago when I was looking for hosts, everybody would be like, oh, we don't really use Vue though, and we don't know if it's gonna stick around, it's too new. But now,
sure.
Even if they can't host, it seems like people are more excited about it. And I know in January, we had some guests from like ViewFez in Japan. And they're like, we came over from Japan, so clearly it's going on there.
Wow, that's cool.
When I visited Korea, I tried to go to their Vue meetup. They didn't have one that month. But yeah, so it does seem like there is some worldwide support, especially, of course, in China. But just the part that I saw within New York, it seems like it's been growing as well.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's that was an issue, I guess, maybe even like as close as a year ago, where people were like, I don't know, it's not React, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you have those people that are doing it more for, you know, I see React jobs all the place, everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, why would I learn this? So I think the landscape has started to change a little bit.
Yeah.
And people are more acceptable of you and see the potential in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point of view.
Ooh, I like
what
you did there.
Real.
No.
He's worse. He's way worse.
No,
than
you're
me.
Both the worst.
You're welcome.
You're both equally terrible.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay, I love you.
Okay.
Like terrible in the dad kind of way.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm a dad, so.
I mean, you're both dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The dad jokes are real. Sorry.
No worries.
So what do you do when you're not doing tech? What's one of your passions?
I really like reading about how people work together.
Because
I think as a meetup organizer, that's one of my concerns is how people communicate, how they gather, how they meet, how they give and receive feedback.
Yeah.
So, yeah, especially like with code of conduct stuff, I think it's important to have one, but it's difficult to know how to use it. So that's part of the driving force behind me looking into this stuff more.
Yeah, just even basic civility. What kind of books are you reading then on that subject?
Well, right now I'm reading books on management, so I'm in the middle of The Manager's Path, and I started Julie Zhou's new book as well, so I'm kind of like flipping between the two. But then, of course, like the last 2 weeks, it's mostly been like next tick, next tick, next tick. Yeah.
Yeah. Any fiction?
Not recently. I was reading some last year, but I've forgotten what. Yeah.
If you're an 80s fan, Ready Player One, it's a really good book.
I heard it was just a list of references.
Well, the movie, not too good. Book, really good. It does have a lot of, yes, there's a lot of 80s references in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing book.
How would you have people get started with Nextick?
With Nextick? I guess, like, well, one thing that Divi and I played around with a lot was we had a box and we tried to move it around the page with like Nextick calls and request animation frame and set timeout. And the behavior was really confusing and it was also kind of fun in a very aggravating way. I don't know if I got a better understanding of it, but I got to see like in action why I would see so many instances where there would be like three next ticks nested inside of like a set timeout. And I would be like, what is happening here? And then the answer is like, don't touch it, you'll break it. And I'd be like, probably. Yeah.
Cool. So you just say essentially like, just break things and figure it out with, you know, break something within reason, right? Like do it on CodePen or something like that, or
yeah. And I think that the really difficult thing, at least for me, is just remembering that when it says in the docs that it's before the next, it's after the next DOM update, that doesn't mean the DOM render. I think that's a gotcha, because like to me, when I hear update, I'm like, oh, so like when the DOM changes, which means when the DOM re-renders, but that's not necessarily true.
That's interesting.
Or after, I mean, not before.
So do you have a bunch of these talks planned in the subject?
I don't know. You know, I was stressing out about like whether I should make a joke about it in my talk, because there's three Back to the Futures, right? And I gave two talks on Next Tech, so I don't know if there has to be a third one. Maybe if I learn something more.
It does.
Maybe followed up by a book on the subject?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Ooh.
Rosenfield Media, you listening?
But yeah.
Nifty. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Like,
yeah, thank you. And for our audience, how can we'll put links in the show notes, obviously, but how can people find out more about you? What's your website, Twitter handle and such?
My Twitter handle is HALFTES, so half test 6. And my website, I just bought a dev website, but there's nothing on there, tessa.dev. So there will eventually be something on there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Yay. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll have more coming up soon. Thanks for consuming the Thunder Nerds. We honestly and sincerely appreciate you watching and or listening to the show. Please subscribe on YouTube and iTunes. Write us a review, kick a few stars our way. And above all else, please remember to send your favorite book suggestions to Brian Hinton.
I like romance novels. They have happy endings.
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?